This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 84 for Thursday, October 1st. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are lower on Thursday following yesterday's sharp increases. With the final settlement still pending, the November canola contract is down $3.90 at $516.50 per ton. The January contract is down $4.10 at $524 per ton. There are significant declines in Chicago soy oil, as well as losses in Malaysian palm oil. Gains in European rapeseed are providing some support to canola. Temperatures across the prairies are mostly in the teens, with the high teens in the western part of the region. Light rains can be expected between now and early next week. Saskatchewan Agriculture reports the province's overall harvest is at 89% complete as of September 28th. That's 18 points up on the five-year average. The canola harvest in Saskatchewan is at 80% finished. The Canadian dollar is higher at 75.29 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 74.97. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 120,000 tons of soybeans to Egypt. Delivery is to be during the current marketing year. It's the Golden Week holiday in China, so there are no U.S. purchases being made this week by the Chinese. In the weekly export sales report, the USDA says 2020-21 wheat sales are more than 506,000 tons for the week ending September 24th. Those for the next marketing year are 1,300 tons. Corn export sales are about 2.03 million tons. Export sales of soybeans are almost 2.6 million tons. Old crop soy meal amounts to 13,600 tons, and new crop exceeds 523,000 tons. Soy oil is in at 6,300 tons for old crop and 600 tons for new crop. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are steady on Thursday. The November contract is unchanged at 10.23.5 per bushel. December soy oil is down about 0.7 of a cent at 32.42 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is up $5.10 at $347.90 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Thursday, with the December contract up 4 cents at $3.83 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower, with the December contract down 2 cents at $2.84 per bushel. Wheat futures are lower on Thursday. Chicago December is down 8 cents at 570. Kansas City December is down 3 cents at 506.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is down 7.5 cents at 533. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, October 1st. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.